Today on episode number 379 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/379, we've got a cool Because of My Podcast story. We've got some insights into last week's question about how long my podcast should be. We talk about saying thank you. I talk about a cool tool I'm using to facilitate a group chat. If you fancy a chat, it'll be cool. And also, we get some insights into using Magic Jack as a voicemail system for your podcast and one of the weirdest blooper reels ever. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your very own podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, this is where I flatten the learning curve to podcasting as we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, recording, microphones, RSS feeds, all that stuff. We take all the jargon, we throw it under the rug, we eliminate it, and we talk podcasting in plain English. That's what I do. It's what I've been doing for 20 plus years as a technical trainer, and I'm so very glad to have you along. Now, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and that's where you can join in on the conversation. If you want to call in your comments, we had plenty of people do that this week. The number is 888-563-3228. That's 888-563-3228. You can also email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I've got a little microphone out at the website from SpeakPipe if you would like to chime in that way as well. Or you can just leave a comment again out at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. And speaking of that, since this is episode number 379, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/379, and that'll take you right to the website. And if you're new to the show, we'd like to start off with either some podcast news or a podcast success story. I call these Because of My Podcast, and today's story comes from Doug Parker. Doug, take it away.
Hi, Dave. It's Doug Parker from The Weekend Travel Show, found at weekendtravelshow.com. I have a Because of My Podcast story for you. I recently took a 10-night Canada-New England cruise from New York City to Quebec City up in Canada. And the tourism folks up at Quebec City knew I was coming, and they reached out to me and asked me to stay for two more nights to cover their destination for the show, which I accepted. I got two full-day tours and accommodations for two nights in Quebec City just to talk about Quebec City as a destination and for tourism. So I found that pretty cool, and it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't because of my podcast. Thank you so much for all you do, Dave. You've definitely taught me a lot through the past 6 months. And thanks for that free coaching session the other night. I guess it pays to have a last name Parker. Take care.
Yeah, a little inside joke here. What happened is Doug had contacted me, and to make a long story short, we ended up on Skype because I thought he was one of the students from my Start a Podcast in 6 weeks class. And I got done and I said, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's in the School of Podcasting. And I could just tell that Doug was like, what? And a little Scooby-Doo, right? And I was like, well, didn't you take that? Aren't you in the class? And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad I got to meet you, Doug. I said, somebody with the last name of Parker is in my class, and I thought it was you. So there you go. It was good to hang out with Doug, and a good guy. Thank you so much for the Because of My Podcast story. And if you have one of those, so you can see, it's not always about the money, right? In that case, he's just kind of seen as the media again. We've heard that story, and I would love to hear it again. Anything you can answer with the question, Because of My Podcast, blank. Call it on in. Again, it's 888-563-3228. Doug used the, I think Doug sent an MP3 file. You could do that. You can also use the SpeakPipe button. But speaking of the Start a Podcast in 6 weeks class, that is starting right around the corner. That is November 2nd. And we are going to take a week off. You meet every Saturday for 2 hours from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you can't make it, there are recordings of the class. And we are going to take a week off in the middle for Thanksgiving. So I apologize to anyone from across the pond, but we are going to take that holiday off. And I would love to have you in the class. There are actually a few seats available left. And you can find out about that at howtopodcast.com. All right, now we're going to go into a little pop quiz. Tell me if you can figure out, and you may or may not know here, all of these podcasts have something in common. Ready? Here we go.
Somebody say, thank you for coming to McDonald's. Would you like to try a blah, blah, blah?
Come on, get it.
Welcome to episode number 4 of the Customer Service Show, the voice of the customer. I am your host.
All right, Dave here's Jackson. Number 2.
PodcastClicks.com presents the Podcast Promo Show, helping you discover great content one promo at a time. For more information about the podcast, including podcast submission guidelines, as well as
here's
contact
here's another fun one that... should have been renamed the Internet Scam Podcast, but
hey, do you shop online?
Yes.
Great. Then you're in the right place. If you said no, let me ask you this. Would you shop online if you saved thousands of dollars a year doing it? Would you shop online if you could earn a residual income by telling your friends? Would you shop online if it didn't cost you anything to earn this residual income and there's nothing to sell? And you would be purchasing from the same merchants you always shop from, buying the same products. Do I have your attention yet? Welcome to the Shop World Podcast, where we take a behind-the-scenes look at the internet phenomenon known as Shop World. Our website, which has tutorials, videos, and much more information,
doesn't exist anymore. And this one is going to make my friend Marcus
Best
couch cry.
Best of the Worst Podcast, number 1.
I love the theme music of this one.
All righty. Welcome aboard. Keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all time. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Welcome to the very first edition of the Best of the Worst podcast, where we're going to be playing the best of the worst bands at the PodSafe Music Network. Now, check it out at music.podshow.com.
Man, that really dates that. Pod Show.
Dates from Hell Show, episode number 1.
For those who are looking for love, we'll help you find it. If you've already found love, we'll help you keep it. Welcome to the Dates from Hell Show. Our website
we'll do one more
is
quick
Dates
one here.
From Hell Show.
This one might have been the second episode I ever recorded.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Bring your music. Leave the gear at home.
Adult contemporary.
Blues.
Country.
Folk.
Rock.
Pop and R&B.
Contemporary Christian.
Rap and hip hop.
Jazz.
Hard rock.
Metal.
Get your music in front of a global audience.
On the next spotlight artist.
Network with other bands.
Are you ready?
Are you?
It's time for the main event.
This is BattlingBands.com. All right, and I am your host, Dave Jackson. I want to thank you for...
Oh, that's funny, because... That makes no sense at all. Oh, that's hilariously awful. Music genres. Pow, zap, pop. You know, if the first time listener is like, what are we listening to? Oh, that's hilarious. All right. So, yes, all those shows are now gone, right? And you might say, wow, was that a mistake? Because you're not doing them anymore. And I would say, absolutely not. I learned something from every single one of those shows. I learned that the Battling Bands podcast was a headache. Because what it was, I would bring people together. And so you'd have, you know, people that liked rock and another band that had people, their fans that liked rock. You'd get them together and they had to vote which one was favorite. And what was great is it was sharing your audience. So band A played rock music, band B played rock music. And what would happen is band B, well, their fans had already purchased band B's music, but they found band A and said, hey, these guys are pretty good too. And they would buy their music through my affiliate link. Now, the bad news is some of these people wanted the fans wanted the band to win so bad that they hacked my site. Not so much the site as the script and allowed people to vote. Now, I still own that domain name. There's nothing there. But I learned that, A, people get really crazy when it comes to contests, and B, you can make money doing a podcast. So that was the first one that I was like, huh, that's kind of cool. The customer service show, I really didn't have good resources for content, and it basically just turned into the grumpy old man show. I was just like, yeah, today I went to McDonald's and then it was just me griping. It wasn't very entertaining. I've talked about the Dates from Hell show in the past. That was another one, didn't have any resources. Best of the Worst podcast, I didn't really have the stomach to just make fun of people's music because I'm a musician myself. It was funny. It was entertaining. I still have people that go, would you please bring that show back? And I just had a hard time doing that. The Music News podcast was one I did, and I just got tired of making fun of Amy Winehouse and Britney Spears. I lost my passion for it. The Shop World podcast, that it turned out that whole thing was a giant scam. So that was the end of that. You learn from your mistakes. You fail forward. So my point is, so many people try to get their podcast perfect, absolutely perfect. And that's very courageous. It's very smart. But realize it doesn't have to be perfect. One of the things that was really cool this month is you may have heard of Grammar Girl, maybe not. You've probably heard of Quick and Dirty Tips Network, maybe not. She is the head of Quick and Dirty Tips Network, and you may know her as Mignon Fogarty, who has been on this little TV show, this was a few years ago, called Oprah. Yeah, a podcast has been on Oprah, and now Little Grammar Girl, yeah, she was on the Today Show. Now, for those of you that don't live in the States, that's a really big TV show here in the morning. Kind of like your Big Breakfast with Kelly, right? The Big Breakfast. But the thing that many people don't know about Grammar Girl is that Grammar Girl was her second podcast. She did something on science. Eric Fisher, really cool guy. If you ever get a chance to meet Eric Fisher, I've met him at a couple expos. Super nice guy. You've probably heard him on Cliff Ravenscraft's podcast, Answer Man. He's the social media correspondent. He does Beyond the To-Do List, not his first podcast. Ken Blanchard is a friend of mine. You can find him at KenNBlanchard.com. He's changed his format over the years. He keeps the same name and just keeps changing it. And so do I. My podcast, now called the Marketing Musician Podcast, was originally called the Musician's Cooler. I changed the name. It doesn't have to be perfect. You may find out that you start out going left and you actually prefer going right. It doesn't have to be perfect, and you're not going to improve it until you have something to improve, right? You can't improve something that you're not doing. So I say that for the people who are like, I might launch a podcast. I still got to get this right. And I got to get the, and okay. Yeah, you probably should have some music for your podcast. You might want to have a voice intro. You need a good microphone, things like that. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show.
Bring the funny or something or entertaining is if I'm going to do chit-chat, make sure the chit-chat ties into whatever the topic is.
Hireable.
Yeah, so far so good. The audio quality is good.
I like Ben's voice.
You like Ben's voice? I like the intro music, right? High energy. And Luke has, you know, decent energy coming in. I never understand we're just going to have theme music for the sake of theme music.
This is the podcast that takes the guesswork out of first time impressions.
Okay, great. No, I'm just disappointed. I really didn't get to slam them.
No nails for the hammer today.
No.
But it's going to sound like caca poo poo. What do you think of their audio?
Good.
Good? Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why I like you here. You don't have that podcaster audio snob mentality here. They don't pull any punches on this podcast.
You'll discover new podcasts while learning podcasting tips.
If they find you in iTunes even, they're going to see you before they hear you. So you should have a decent logo, and they do. My first 30-second impression is, ugh.
Hireable.
It takes effort to create audio this bad and not be on Blog Talk Radio. Would you listen to another episode of this?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm subscribed.
If you'd like to get reviewed, go to podcastreviewshow.com/review me. Join in on the conversation via voicemail, email, comments, and polls. It's all at our website, podcastreviewshow.com.
We have another 45 minutes to listen to this.
No. No, I'm checking out.
I wanted to share a bit about a conversation I had with Bud Veglin. He is Veglin. I think I got it right. I call him Bud. And he's going to be doing a podcast about St. Louis baseball, which has to be hilarious right now. Hello, they're in the World Series. And we're talking about different voicemail systems. I use a system called Call 8. You can find them at podcastvoicemail.com. That's my affiliate link. And he said, have you ever thought about Magic Jack? And Magic Jack sounds like some sort of, I don't know, fairy tale character, but it's actually a voice over IP, sometimes called VoIP, phone system. And so I thought I'd share you this with you. He says, I've been using Magic Jack for 4 years, and I just ordered the new Plus version. I must say the call quality is just as good as my VoIP phone through my internet provider. I've integrated my Magic Jack voicemail to my show. He says, you have an option of using a headset, and that allows me to use my mic and headphones ran through my mixer. So he's going to be on his mic. The caller is going to be coming through Magic Jack. He says, the benefit of this is I can record interviews just like with Skype, but I get a free phone number and no limit on voicemail time. So this was Bud had emailed in a while back about he needed more than 90 seconds of voicemail because apparently the people that call into his voicemail take their time leaving their message. And he says, I can access that voicemail from my email and download and play the WAV file and drop it right in my recording. And he says, as with interviews, all I have to do is, of course, record it, and then I can drop it in Adobe Audition, Audacity, or whatever software that he's doing while I'm doing the interview. He says, while Magic Jack is not for everyone, this is a great option to consider some of the benefits. Magic Jack Plus can be used without a computer. Skype must be used on a computer, and the computer must be on. Magic Jack is an easy-to-use portable device that allows you to use a traditional telephone handset to make and receive calls. Skype is a software program, and accessories must be purchased separately. Magic Jack software runs automatically. Skype software must be installed on your computer. Magic Jack utilizes a dedicated phone telephone network and provides crystal clear quality. Skype uses a peer-to-peer network. And we all know that from time to time, Skype does have a little burp. Magic Jack provides a free telephone number. Skype charges you up to $72 a year for a telephone number. Magic Jack provides free voicemail. Skype charges up to $24 a year for voicemail. He says this one service takes the place of Skype and SpeakPipe, and you only have to pay once a year, or you can buy additional years. P.S. If you, I called his number and left a message and said, can you please email that back to me so I can hear what, you know, the quality sounds like. So here we go. So this is me calling Bud, who has then sent me the message.
Bud, hey, it's Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, leaving you a voicemail so you can turn around and email this back to me. Thanks for the heads up on this system. Sounds pretty cool, and I might be checking this out. Thanks, man. Have a great night.
There you go. And when I looked at that file, because it doesn't sound bad, it sounds as good as anything I've gotten through Call 8. And I looked at it, and this is so geeky stuff, but basically the bigger the number, the better. So here, Magic Jack is a WAV file, 13 kilobits per second. Call 8 is 16 kilobits per second. And I believe that is also a WAV. No, that is an MP3 file. But I believe they offer that as a WAV as well. And then I went and checked out a voicemail from Call-In Studio, which is the system I use for my live call-in show. They're at 128, which is, in theory, CD stereo quality. Now, the fun part of that is, of course, the way you get to that is by calling via a phone. So it's still going to sound like a phone, even though it's 128 kilobits per second. So, call Magic Jack, not horrible audio quality. And I looked it up on Amazon. It's $44 for the system, and I believe that comes with a year subscription. It's like $20 a year for the phone. It's hard to sit through that because everything you see about it is such a, you know, it's got the whole home shopping you can save. It's only $1.36, blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's such the infomercial that it's kind of like, ugh. So I appreciate Bud kind of filling in and going, no, this is actually pretty cool. So if you're just starting a podcast, that may be something you want to look into in regards to having voicemail as opposed to, with me, I spend $24 a year with call aids, $2 a month, and I then spend 6 cents a minute for every voice mail. Now, so it might be a case it's actually cheaper maybe then with a Magic Jack. I still get voicemail. Plus, if I want to use it as a phone, I could do that. So that may be an option for people looking for a phone number, and you're good to go then. So, Bud, thanks so much for sharing that information. Hey, I got to tell you, one of the things I've been doing, I brought back at the School of Podcasting, and I almost don't want to talk about this because it may not involve you, is we brought back these things. I used to call them back in the day, I would call them Podcasters Roundtable. And there's a little other thing now called Podcasters Roundtable. So I'm calling them Podcast Think Tanks. And it's basically just a conference call between me and the members of the School of Podcasting and people who did the podcasting, Start Podcasting in 6 Weeks class. I really need a name for that. And it was great. The phone call was awesome. We had a small group of people on there just yakking about podcasting. It was so cool. And everybody said, I really, really like this. And then I have the private Facebook group for School of Podcasting members. And everybody says, hey, I really like that too. I got that feedback from the roundtable. And I'm like, okay, how can I let these people interact live with each other? And so if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/chat, schoolofpodcasting.com/chat. This is open to everybody. It's just a chat room, a live chat room where you can go in there. And I was actually looking at making a website, a whole nother website about this, and just say, hey, anybody wants to, because I mean, I love these Google groups. I love LinkedIn groups. I love that. But what if you want to like interact live? Now, the downside of this is I have a fair number of people at the School of Podcasting, but many of us have day jobs. And, you know, right now, my biggest worry is if you go into the chat room, as I've been looking, most of it is like, anybody home? Anybody home? Okay, see ya. You know, there have been a few interactions and things like that. But if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/chat, you can check this out. Now, this is through a company called Rumble Talk, and they do have an affiliate program. And if you're thinking about putting one of these on your website for your podcast, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/rumbletalk. And what I like about this is, number one, you can completely change the look of the chat room fairly easily. You can log in with your Facebook or your Twitter or just a guest. But you have complete control as the administrator, and you can set up as many administrators as you want. You can put in words to block. So like I put in all the 7 dirty words from George Carlin, and if somebody tries to post something with the, like an F-bomb, it blocks that post. And so you can set up any word in there, in that chat room. Here's the cool thing that I really like, and I'm just playing with this right now, is there's a button in the chat room that it will put a QR code. Now, what is a QR code? It's this ugly little box with squiggles in it. And when you put your smartphone over it, and if you have a thing called a QR reader, it reads it and directs you right to a website where you can log into the chat on your phone. Now, if your friend sitting next to you on their phone goes, hey, what are you in? Oh, I'm in the cool School of Podcasting chat room. You can click a button on your phone that'll bring up the same QR code, show it to your friend who scans it on their phone. Now they're in the chat room. So it's completely HTML5 compliant. It works with iPads, iPhones, any kind of smartphone, as well as you can embed it on anything. You can put it on a Facebook page. You can't put it in a Facebook group. That's the bummer. But they're working on that. But that's really more of a Facebook limitation, not so much the program. I actually talked to the owner, one of the founders of the software. So I was really impressed with their customer service. Now, it is about $16 a month. You can try it for free for 30 days, and you can have four people in the chat. But I went ahead and bit the bullet for $16, and I'm going to throw it on there and see what happens. So if you're interested in it, check it out. I still have my chat for just me and you. That's in the bottom left-hand corner. And that's if that's for me to communicate just with people who have questions. But I'm probably going to be in both chats at this point because I want a way for, you know, what if I'm not around and you have a question? Well, there's a great podcasting community. All you got to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/chat. And again, that's through a company called Rumble Talk. And you can find them over at schoolofpodcasting.com/Rumble Talk. And we'll see what happens here. I'm always, if you are a new listener to the show, I like to throw things on the wall and see if they stick. We talked about that at the beginning of the podcast. It doesn't have to be perfect. So, you know, I could have sat there and went, well, what if I put the talk up and nobody shows? It's going to look like a ghost town. It's going to look like I'm a loser. No. Hopefully people will go, no, Dave will try anything. And I am. And we'll see what happens. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't work, then I'll sit there and go, well, what did I learn from this? You know, maybe I could have done this better. Maybe I could have done that better. Things like that. So if you're interested, check it out. I'm sure there'll be some folks over there, hopefully. And we'll see what happens. So check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com/chat. Last week, I had asked you about what you thought about the length of this show. I'd actually changed it a little while back, and I went from about 30 minutes to about an hour. And to be honest with you, it's typically whatever I've gathered through the week, I talk about it and I look up and that's how long the show is. I've said it before, and really what I found through the feedback, and we're going to play most of this, is kind of what I said. I don't think there is a too long. I think there's too boring because we got some really good feedback. So let's go ahead and, let me give you the part, because I thought about this. I'm like, okay, I got all these feedback, and it's people going, I think it's long. And I'm like, is that something you want to hear? Because I wanted to hear it because it was about my show. So I thought about this, and I boiled it down. And basically, first things first, I remember last week I really went into how to contact me and actually said my phone number slow and things like that. And so the good news is, in a week's time, it was downloaded about 1,100 times, right? Which is, I love that. I mean, that makes me smile when I see that over 1,000 people downloaded that episode in a week. And that's one thing to keep in mind. There are a lot of people that may have downloaded that podcast that haven't listened to it yet. So that was cool. But here's the thing to keep in mind, and I'm not upset about this at all. I got 10 responses. And from what I understand, that's about right. You can expect somewhere between 1 and 3%. Anything above 3%, you know, if it's 5, you know, hallelujah if you get 10. But I got 1%. I'll take that because they were people that, number one, reached out to me. They wanted to help me. And I think every single person. So let's, with that said, we're going to listen to the feedback together. And this is coming straight from Colin's studio. So I had my voicemail transferred to Colin's studio. So we're just going to play and listen to this together.
Hi, Dave. It's Steve Stewart from Money Plan SOS.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. It's Steve Stewart from Money Plan SOS. And here's the cool thing, because we're going to tie in some different. We're not just going to listen to feedback. We're going to talk during this, okay? Steve is a good guy. I met Steve on a podcaster's roundtable. Steve has done some very nice things for me behind the scenes that just prove to me he's a nice guy. And it sounds, I feel somewhat ashamed to say this, but it wasn't until last week that I actually went over and listened to Money Plan SOS. that's a great show. I mean, there's some stuff, and it really is the epitome of podcast. Here is money. Steve is money, basically. And I went over and listened, and it's just the epitome of a good podcast. Steve lives and breathes personal finance. And so he had some guy on the show that was talking about this thing that you pay money into. It's not insurance, but it acts like insurance, but it can save you a lot of money. And it's that whole thing that the media used to do called, what is it again? Oh, that's it. Reporting. And so I got this kind of unofficial report based on a guy that used it, just like we just got a report from Bud on Magic Jack. Steve had this guy talking about that. So that was my first episode. The second episode, Steve was at some sort of finance convention. And he did like a game show. And here's the cool thing about that. For me, this is all my opinion. Steve was having, what's it called again? Oh, that's right, fun. He was having fun on his podcast, making jokes. He did like this, almost like a Jeopardy kind of thing. And I went, okay, cool. I'm going to get good information, and it's going to be fun. That's my favorite ingredient. So, Steve, keep up the good work. Here we go. Let's listen to... So here's Steve's comment about, is my show too long or too short?
Hi, Dave. It's Steve Stewart from Money Plan SOS. I am driving my car and almost all the way through your podcast. I think it's episode 378 or 387. And you asked for feedback. Is the show too long or too short? You know, I really like 40 to 45 minutes for you. I can't tell you exactly why. I just have this feeling that 30 minutes is too short. Most of my shows are between 25 and 30, and that seems just right. But my topics they tend to be kind of dry, where you have some segments, and it breaks up the monotony. So it definitely gives us some variety there, kind of like a variety show. So 40 to 45 minutes is good. An hour, you know, I would think an hour would be too long, but looking at how long this last episode was, you're going on about 56 minutes, and I wasn't bored at all.
See, wasn't that cool? I love that comment. That's when I went, okay, there isn't too long. Because he started off by saying, you know, I'm thinking if it's over 45 minutes, it's not going to be good. Then he said, oh, by the way, you're at 56 minutes. I didn't even notice. And I'm starting to think that's really true. There isn't too long. There's only too boring.
So I think an hour, you know, going past an hour would be too long. But between 45 to 50 is a nice sweet spot for you. What's my favorite part? What do I like the most about your show? to be honest, I like when you goof up the most.
Then you love
sometimes you put those in bloopers at the end. Sometimes it's just at the middle. Just showing your human side. Love you, brother. Take care. God bless.
You are going to love this week's. I have a great blooper. I actually recorded this podcast twice. And the first time when I was talking about it doesn't have to be perfect, I listened to something for the first time that I hadn't listened to in a very, very long time. And yeah, so no, check out Steve's show, Money Plan SOS. He is a personal finance architect, and it's cool. I think his thing is pay attention, not interest. And I tell you another thing, here's the cool thing, that podcasting works. I listened to a show, and in two episodes, he talked about YNAB. If you go to moneyplansos.com/YNAB, that's short for you need a budget. I'm going to check out this software because I'm interested in my finances. I'm actually, and while we're here, let me say this here. So we're going to have this is going to be like the Dave Jackson tangent hour. We're just going to go because we're just chatting. So, yeah, let me finish that. MoneyPlanSOS.com/YNAB. And it's a great budgeting program. And I say that because I do want to take a second here. I was going to do this at the end. And since we're talking finances, let's do it now. And I had the joy of paying off yet another one of my bills. And that is because of you. And the people that sign up at the School of Podcasting, the people that use my Amazon link, and everything else you guys do to help support me. And I do want to take this second here to very sincerely take a breath, Dave, calm down, and say thank you. Now, we're going to talk about thank you at the end of the show as well. But I heard that, heard Steve talk about the software, and I was like, you know, I got to check that out. I used to use Quicken, and then I forget the thing online, Mint. I was using Mint for a while, and I was like, I might check out that old moneyplansos.com/YNAB. It sounds like it's a great way to manage your finances with your smartphone. And I was like, all right, now you got my attention. So, Steve, thank you so much for the feedback. Here comes feedback number two. He said hitting play and watching the progress bar go nowhere. We'll do it's okay. Let's see what's going on. See, this is the fun of listening to these live together. This is Chris, I believe. Let's see.
Hey, Dave.
There we go.
Chris Drake, Nocturnal from nocturnalpodcast.com.
Hey, Chris.
I'm answering your question on latest show here. Is it too short? Is it too long? Dave, you are my podcast champion, buddy. Couldn't be too short. Couldn't be too long. I could sit and listen to you for hours on end, and it wouldn't affect whether or not I did or did not listen. I would find time to listen to you, Dave. You asked, you know, what my favorite tool was. Well, Dave, no pun intended, but you are my favorite tool. I listen to not only the School of Podcasting.
I'm a tool. That's cool. This is really making me blush, by the way.
But I listen to a couple of your other podcasts, and I find great value in it. So bring me more, Dave. I can't get enough. As much as you have time to talk to me about, I like listening to the conversation. I like being a part of the conversation. Once again, sir, I thank you for helping me as much as you have. You have a wonderful day, sir, and God bless you.
All right, Chris, I'm in a room alone. My face is turning red. I want to get a T-shirt made, podcast champion. Number one, here's something I realized I haven't done, and shame on me. I don't delete things, but I need to make a folder on my computer and save it that says, like, praise. And I could save that in there for those days when you go to check your iTunes and see, hey, has anybody left me a review lately? And you see it, and it's like, this guy's a troll. He's a... And go, hold on a second, and just go back and play Chris's email or voicemail. Chris, thank you so very, very much. And that was Ken Blanchard. Ken at K-E-N-N Blanchard.com said, I'm one of those guys that likes what you share, all of it, and the style you do it. One of the benefits of podcasting is the time-shifting thing. If it was ever too long for me to consume at one time, I can pause it and listen later. I love that. When it was shorter, it was just informative. Now it's entertaining, too. You do a good Jimmy Stewart, he says. Mary. Okay. And so thank you, Ken, for chiming in. Let's go with, and here's the thing that I was really, like, hesitant to play that voicemail because I'm like, do you get anything out of that? I mean, I do. I'm sitting there going, wow, I'm a podcast champion. But I play that to show you the connection you can make with people, and that blows me away to the point where I'm tongue-tied. That right. So you can make, and he's listening to other podcasts that, like, Dave, I'm listening to, you know, Logical Weight Loss, and I need to gain weight. I don't know. And suddenly Chris had a Southern accent. I don't know. But it's amazing. Sorry, we've got a couple more here.
Hey, Dave, this is John Morgan with Let's Talk Metal Detecting and Treasure Hunting. I called you earlier, and then I heard some more stuff you wanted us to comment on. What part of your show do I like the best? I like the tips on the gear. And one of the questions, you want to know if I had any questions. One of the questions I had is, I'm currently using Pamela to record Skype. And is there any other way of getting the two tracks separated besides using Pamela? I do have the ATR 2100 and the Roland R-05 portable recorder that I use for the backup. So I'd have to use that for recording now anyway. But is there a way of getting the two channels separated, me on one side and them on the other? Because it is awesome to be able to cut it out if I step on them. In other words, talk over them or they talk over me. It's nice to be able to silence out that so that the listeners don't have to hear that. Anyway, just figured I'd run that by you.
Well, there you go. And that's why I threw in a little bit about Magic Jack today. Thanks to Bud for that. And let's go with another piece of feedback here.
Hi, Dave. This is Darren Dake with the Engaging Life and Leadership Podcast. I'm calling to answer your question about the length of your show. I like the shows about an hour. That's what our show is. I can't seem to get anything done in less than an hour. And since you've moved the format up just a little bit, I do like it. There are times that I have to stop in the show if I've arrived where I'm going, if I'm listening to the car or whatever I do. But I always come right back to it and pick it up. I do listen to about 20 different podcasts at different lengths. But your show, the closer to an hour you get, in my opinion, I like the content. It's more content, and I get more information as it goes. So that's my answer. Keep it an hour. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I did realize something as I was sitting here listening to these. I talked about this when. This is kind of funny. You know? I talked about that at the end of my show. And think about it. People that don't like a long show didn't hear it. They tuned out already. So I wanted to play the beginning of, we always talk about niche topics. Let's play the beginning of this one again.
Hey, Dave, this is John Morgan with Let's Talk Metal Detecting and Treasure Hunting.
Very cool, metal detecting. How cool is that? I love niche stuff. So one more from Judy. From Farm... as in the letter N, wife.com.
Hi, Dave. This is Judy Graff. You brought my name up when you were talking about the length a podcast should be, and you said that I listen to a really long podcast just because I'm in the tractor a lot. But I don't remember saying that specifically, but I do listen to a lot of podcasts since I am in the tractor. I go through a lot of them. But when we're talking about the length of a podcast, I would say it depends on the topic because, and on the listeners, but it depends on the topic. If you have something like Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, where you're talking about a storyline and he's telling a pretty long story, it can be up to 2 to 3 hours. And a lot of people are willing to listen to that, which he's pretty popular. But if you have a topic that is pretty detailed, kind of like my computer tutor, he just cuts his down to just one specific topic because it is a lot of detail for people to listen to. So if you have something long that's detailed, such as like Mac power users, they have, it can be up to an hour and a half long of detailed stuff about your Mac computers. And it's pretty hard to listen to and keep up with and keep your attention the whole time because there's just detail after detail. So when we're talking about length, not only does it depend on what your audience wants, but it depends on the topic. A storyline where you're telling a story, like for history, it can be pretty long and people stay with you. But if it's a lot of detail, I think you're going to lose people quite a bit easily after, let's say, 30 minutes. Thanks, Dave. I just wanted to chime in on that.
Judy, thank you so much. I deeply appreciate that. And again, you can find her. Everybody really that I mentioned is that commented today, you're going to have a link out at the show notes at School of Podcasting. .com/379. So a couple of things I want to point out here as we leave this segment, because I realize I really was debating in my head to play these or not, but I wanted to point out that, again, number one, don't get disappointed if you don't get a huge amount of feedback. That's kind of just the norm. Don't take that personal and embrace the feedback that you get. And I deeply appreciate that. It's the thing I really love about this is the difference. Before I was doing podcasting, I was doing a newsletter. And the one thing that podcasting does over blogging is it makes the person real. So when people heard my podcast, they're like, oh, there's somebody behind the newsletter. There's actually a voice behind the newsletter. And as much as there are times when we're like, hello, right, we're tapping on the microphone, is anybody listening? When you hear that voice come back, when I see the comment on the blog, it makes the audience real. And when I hear their feedback and I can kind of decipher things, it's a way to connect with these people. And they're now connecting with me and I'm listening. And really, I've said this before, the one thing that I never, ever take for granted is right now, there are about 8 billion other things that you could be doing and you are listening to me. And I deeply, unbelievably just, I cannot tell you what that means to me. And so I do that by really thinking about, what do I say into this microphone? What are you going to get out of this? So number one, if you have any questions, ask your audience and they will respond. Now, again, one of the reasons when I thought about this is I need to let people know I got a 1% response. And sometimes that's what you're going to get. But I cherish the 1% that I got. And I realize that for the other 99%, they're a little busy. The other, you know, there's another 1% in there that thought the other people were going to do it. And now they're like going, oh man, I should have commented. That's okay. It's really, it's fine. So ask your audience if you're not sure and go from there and listen. And the other thing I guess I should point out here, what if everybody said, Dave, make it shorter? And I still wanted to make it longer? It's my podcast. But in theory, I never treat it as my podcast. I think it's our podcast. Because we're making it together with your feedback and my leadership, I guess, at the helm here of the content. So thank you to everyone. We did have some people also that went out and voted on the website. I was talking last week about surveys. Speaking of gear, the plugin is just called Surveys. And they said the same thing. I'll listen to just about anything, and I think it's just right. So thank you to everyone for helping me. Help me, in the immortal words of Jerry Maguire, help me, help you, help me. Is that too many helps? You help me of the helper of the thing, and then the helping, and then the money shows up. So there you go. Thank you very, very, very much. Anytime I am asked to appear on a show, I always like to show my appreciation for the guest having me on by playing a snippet of the show. And if you go over to podcastersroundtable.com, on episode number 19, we had myself, Ray Ortega, and Ben Kruger, who Ben will be on the show next week. Kevin Mulrine, who actually was a student of mine, who is now making money podcasting, and he does a Yes Music podcast. Ben Adam Smith, who was a really nice guy. I'd never had met Ben before, and it was really cool. And we were talking about how do you decide what to podcast about. So here is a brief little clip of myself and Ray.
What's the lesson learned? I mean, you're starting a podcast, and if that was your first podcast, it sort of failed, and now maybe you're not going to podcast again, right?
Well, no, that's where you say, well, maybe, like for me, I've learned a lot about having a co-host. You know, so obviously with you and Daniel and everybody else here, you know, we love to talk about podcasting, and we can, you know, get over any kind of hurdles that we might have. I've learned, you know, we're learning now with you on the West Coast that, hey, when it comes to choosing a co-host, you know, you might want to, you know, you need to take that into consideration, that scheduling may be a bit more of an issue, because poor Ben's up at 6 a.m. and Ben is up at, you know, he's getting ready to fall asleep at the mic here pretty soon if we keep going. So, you know, these things you learn by doing. And I always say you can't get any better until you start.
And that was then the birth of this episode. I thought, hey, that's a pretty cool line. I'm going to have to use that. And thought about all the different podcasters who have tweaked their podcast as they go along. So if you're thinking about, you know, how do I figure out what to podcast about, things like that, you might want to check that out over at podcastersroundtable.com. www.thevoicesofmetal.com. All right, as we get ready to head towards the door here, I want to bring up something here that it dawned on me that I don't know about you, I don't do this enough. And yet I've been the recipient of this action. And thank you to people like Max Flight and others who have kind of chimed in here that I've mentioned. And it dawned on me because I was sending over one of these to Todd Cochran, who was on episode number 900. Todd Cochran, the guy behind Blueberry, the guy behind the podcast awards, the guy behind the very first book on podcasting. And you're like, well, Dave, what did you do? I said, thank you. And it just dawned on me that, you know, we're all busy and we're all consuming content and things like that. I was talking with Jim Collison today, and we had mentioned how we both use MP3 tag software. And it's free, but we both sent that guy money because, man, we just use it every single day. And so what I would like you to do today, because I got to tell you, when I got an email a while back, very nice email from Max Flight over at airplanegeeks.com. So Max, thank you. And I probably shouldn't name names because I'm going to forget somebody, but I played the one today. And I got to tell you that really, we talked about starting today and maybe going in the wrong direction, and that's okay, and everything's a learning environment. But the one thing that really puts gas in the tank of a podcaster is a sincere thank you. Or even if it's just, hey, I'm listening, good job. So what I want you to do this week somewhere is, and somebody that's not me, whatever the next podcast you listen to, send that person an email, click on their SpeakPipe button, record something and send it to them, send them an email, comment on the blog, reach out, everybody together. Come on, let's pretend we're Diana Ross. Reach out and touch. Hold on. Let's see here. Reach out and touch another podcaster's hand. Make this Potosphere a better place if we can. Anyway, say thank you to somebody this week. Put some gas in the tank. And that would be cool to do that. Write a review on iTunes to somebody, right? I'm flashing back to when I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s. It seemed like every time you turned on the TV, there was Diana Ross with the wind blowing in her hair going, come on, everybody, reach out and touch. So anyway, and the song went on for like hours. Somebody, I'm probably going to get sued now for plagiarism or whatever. But I mean that. Say thank you to somebody this week. Have an attitude of gratitude, as they say. And you know what? You're going to feel better. You are going to feel better. Don't go the whole, but nobody said thank you to me, Dave. And you know what? It's not about that right now. Because what goes around comes around. Speaking of saying thank you, I'm going to put this one in here just to explain. This is what you can do to another podcaster this week. This is from Tommy over at actorstalkpodcast.com. Take it away, Tommy.
Hello, Dave Jackson.
Hello.
My name is Tommy Kendrick. I am an actor and podcaster at actorstalkpodcast.com, and I'm a big fan of yours. Yours is my go-to podcast. I spend a lot of time in my car during the day traveling around the city of Austin, and I'm listening more and more to podcasts, and yours is the one I check first for new episodes. So thank you for delivering consistently new content and always content that I can use, which prompts my call here to you today. The episode that you did with Joan Stewart is one of the best of yours, certainly, that I've ever heard, and really one of the best podcasts I've heard. It was fantastic. She was a great guest. You did a great job as host, eliciting information, and it was so packed with information that it was unbelievable. Thank goodness for show notes, right? Because there was just way too much information to try and remember or take down. So thanks so much for that. That episode in particular was just wonderful. I mean, I couldn't believe how much great information was in the interview with Joan Stewart. So thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Keep up the good work. It really is a great podcast. You do a great job. And I'm really enjoying listening to the School of Podcasting. Again, this is Tommy Kendrick with Actors Talk Podcast. Thanks, man.
If you think about it, you, the listener, are in control of the content. By the way, holy cow, did you hear me just jump into there? Tommy, thank you so much. ActorsTalkPodcast.com. My podcast, and probably your podcast as well, is a bit democratic in the fact that when you leave me feedback and say, that was really, really good, I go, ooh, I hit a nerve. And that then lets me go, maybe I should do more of that in the future. So as we talk about saying thank you and let people know what's working, because they just want to create a great show for you. I know I do. And so I thank you for listening. And see, I can't play and talk. I don't know how Springsteen does that. Well, that time, days in Jersey, and my dad was telling me to cut my hair. I can't play and talk. I can play and sing, almost. You just heard that. I cannot play and talk. So I'm going to put the guitar down. And if you'd like to have me help you start a podcast, there are a couple of different ways. So I'm going to just, this will be brief, painless. The easiest way to jump in, go out to the School of Podcasting, click on the Join Now button. That'll get you access to the self-paced tutorials. It's relatively inexpensive. And the second month and the third month and the fourth month, really, really inexpensive. So that first month, not too bad. Second month, nothing. Couch change. Now, I do have a podcast, Start Podcasting in 6 Weeks class starting November 2nd. Look at your watch. That's like next week. And would love to have you in that. Have space available in this one. And if you're looking to start a podcast in 2014, this is the class. This is the class, because by the time you get done with all your homework and stuff, you'll be good to go. Start off 2014 with a podcast. You can find that over at howtopodcast.com. If you want me to lead you by the hand, lead me by the hand, teach me how to podcast, Dave, if you can. See, I told you I should have put down the guitar. And I would love to do that. And you can hire me one-on-one. We'll work out a schedule and do that. And I do have the, haven't talked about this in a while, the Quick Start program. If you don't have a website at all, send me an email with the phrase Quick Start. I will explain it later, but basically you buy your hosting through me. You get a free month at the School of Podcasting. I'll set up your WordPress for you and the plugins, and then you'll have access to the website or the tutorials to learn what to do with the website that I just built for you. And you'll have little old me, as always, to answer your questions along the way. And because you made it to the very, 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 very end, my way of saying thank you is to say, look, if you want to sign up for the self-paced tutorials, if you're a person that's like, you know, I want to do this, but, you know, here, I got a coupon for you. And this is just for the self-paced tutorials. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and that'll get you into the School of Podcasting and get you started. And I look forward to working with you on the inside in whatever format you want to use. And I'll even teach you how to play the guitar. How's that? Maybe not. That would take a little time. But thank you so much for tuning in. And check out the chat. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/chat. And until next week, class is dismissed. Bob Dylan, reach out and touch somebody then. Make a little better, please. If you can. Then he would, like, basically breathe into a paper bag like it's a harmonica. Completely out of tune. Axl Rose. Let's see how I... Reach out and touch! again. Yay, kind of thing. Right. Okay. Enough of that. See, I shouldn't have picked up the guitar. Completely ADD off the chart.
Oh, you're so weird.